The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com. BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Hope you're kicking back and staying cool in the hot sun, or going fishing and sitting in the shade with your coffee can. I don't know if they have coffee cans anymore of night crawlers, and just watching a bobber float on the surface. Doesn't that sound great for a weekend adventure? Hey, but on this week's show, we're going to be talking about adventures, first of all, with Monica Voss. She's from an organization called Adaptive Adventures Organization that assists with taking people out on outdoor adventures that they normally would not be able to do because of a physical barrier that they may have. They are a national organization that was here for the dedication of the new canoe and kayak boat ramp at Bussy Lake that is fully accessible for all people so they can get out on the water, enjoy the water, no matter what your barriers may be. Okay, and then, as a matter of fact, before I go on to our next guest, that organization has a local chapter. So they do a lot of good in our local community. Then our Bruce Aiken, he's the CEO of Bassmasters, who is at the Bassmaster Classic in Fort Worth, Texas. And we're going to talk to him about how bass, even though through what we had that COVID pandemic, they grew in attendance numbers at events. They had huge online numbers these numbers are astronomical. So their popularity kept growing and growing, all while being COVID smart. I give them a lot of credit for that. They were doing everything the right way. But after Bruce, the great white hope of Illinois, Trevor McKinney, is coming on, who won the College Classic last year. And he's from Southern Illinois. He graduated college. He's also a grade school teacher. And he is fishing the Classic for the very first time. We're going to talk to him about how he prepared for this event and why he thinks learning to fish in Illinois and our changing seasons and weather conditions and everything else might just give him an edge at coming in first place or in a pretty high standing. This guy's unbelievable. Talk about a positive attitude. We will then have in our last segment of the show, the Aiden Fishing Report, Captain Tony out on Lake Michigan, and some other outdoor news and fishing reports from around our area. It's a packed show, so don't go away. But remember to tell all your friends to listen to us on the new ESPN Chicago app. That's free. All you got to do is download it. And you can go to Facebook.com/Chauncey's Great Outdoors for more information about the outdoors and video fishing reports and more from across the country. We've got it all for you. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Let's hear from Monica Voss. Hey, everybody. This on the segment of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I was out at the Forest Preserve for the dedication of the canoe and kayak ramp, and I ran into an organization that I think is very interesting. It's the Adapted Adventures .org, which is, I'm going to let Monica describe what they are.
Hi, everyone. I'm Monica Voss, and this is Adaptive Adventures. We are a nonprofit organization that takes people with physical disabilities on outdoor adventures, such as kayaking, rock climbing, snow skiing, water skiing. So we have a bunch of adaptive equipment, and we trailer it out to different locations. And there's a new accessible kayak launch that we're really excited about.
That's what I was just going to ask you. What is it like to you to see this brand new, beautiful ramp with, everything that could be imaginable for someone who has a difficulty with enjoying the great outdoors can do it easier now.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It makes everything easier. It gives also people with disabilities the opportunity to do it themselves, to go with their families on a beautiful sunny day like today. And they can just come out with their families and go kayaking and don't have to worry about safety of transferring and how to get places. So it's really exciting.
The location of the ramp is very easily accessible to the concession stand, and there's a parking lot next door, so it's so easy for access for anybody. And I think that's really the key, is getting access for people, right?
Yeah, it is. It's allowing everyone to have the same accessibility is really awesome, and they built a path as well that will take you right to the boathouse where everyone can do it just alike.
Now, back to Adaptive Adventures. This isn't something, it's not just kayaking that you do here at Bussy Lake. You're a nationwide organization, correct?
Correct. Our headquarters is in Colorado, and our office here is in Chicago, but we travel all over. We have these trailers, and we bring them to underserved areas, and we serve people with disabilities throughout the country.
If somebody wanted to get more information about where they can find out more, what do they do?
They have to go to adaptiveadventures.org and check out our page and contact one of us. And yeah.
Monica, are you going to go out kayaking?
Of course. Yeah.
Beautiful. You just gave me a couple of minutes. I keep seeing you looking at the kayak, so I know you want to go. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
All right. Thank you so much.
That was Monica Voss, everybody, from Adaptive Outdoors. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands, or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week or camping or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Be, you know.
There's your hoe out in the sun.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And this is for all you people that are everywhere east of the Mississippi River that can hear this program. You know, this is the big week. This is the Super Bowl week. I can't call it Super Bowl. I'm going to call it Super Fish Week because this is where the Bassmasters Classic is happening in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And on the phone, I'm very honored. It's been a number of years since I've had him on the program. We've got the man in charge of Bassmasters, Mr. Bruce Aiken. How are you, Bruce?
I'm doing great, Chauncey. It's a classic week, an exciting week, and you know, ready to go.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it is. But the thing that I was so intrigued, because I follow, of course, I follow Bassmasters. I follow some smaller tournaments, some regional tournaments around the country, just to see the younger guys that are fishing, who's doing well. But then every time I'm watching the Bassmasters, you have done so much staying COVID correct, but your numbers kept growing. Bruce, what have you guys do?
Yeah, I think we just we've just kept doing what we do, and we unfortunately benefited some from COVID. People pin up inside, and then pin up demand for watching fishing. So we were on ESPN 2 some with our live last year, and then have continued now on Fox Sports, and actually be there 8 hours. Of the classic, 4 hours on Saturday morning and 4 hours on Sunday morning.
Mm.
Saturdays on Big Fox. So anyway, we just kind of stuck with it. Of course, we had to reschedule a lot of tournaments in 2020, and it's hard to believe that we've already had 7 of 9 elite tournaments in 21 before the classic. So. But it's been a bit challenging, but also rewarding to see our team kind of pull together and all the anglers pull together and make things happen.
Exactly. And, your team is truly an amazing team because, when I would watch the things on, whether it was online or on television, and, they were doing all the proper COVID protocols. And also, the people just, it was like you couldn't get enough of them. They couldn't get enough of watching or wanting to be there if they could. And then also your numbers with the website, Bassmaster.com. Just
I mean, it was like, okay, the people may have been a little cautious, but now they were like, okay, we're watching. We're watching our I got hooked in it.
Yeah, and I did as well, you know, because I wasn't able to go to all the events. But, you know, we had a great fall when we typically don't have fishing, and the numbers were off the charts, and it continued into 21. And we made some tweaks to, like, the Bass Track and some things to help follow the tournaments, in addition to live and the photo, you know, photo galleries and blogs and all. And it's just, you know, just amped it up a little bit more. And, you know, we've just about every tournament has set records. And, you know, we've continued to have challenges. We haven't had to reschedule anything yet except for the Classic. And then we, you know, swapped it with Pickwick Elite, which we anticipated a little bit, that in case we did have to move the Classic. But, you know, Pickwick, you know, we had a two-day delay on that before we could get going. And then we had, you know, fog delay, I think, in our very first elite at Palatka. And so it's continued. We had a one-day delay, you know, in Gadsden and Neely Henry. And so, you know, we've had some weather challenges this year, but have been able to get the tournaments in. And you know, they've turned out to be really – really interesting tournaments, all very different, too. You go from, you know, Palatka to Knoxville to, and then down to, you know, Sabine and Lake Fork, and, you know, where we had, you know, I guess a couple of people crack 100 mark, and, you know, Lee Livesey win by 20 pounds, and, you know, so, and then we had, you know, Knoxville where, you know, the Canadian, Gussie, he won that one in a, you know, interesting fashion. And then even Lake Gunnersville, you know, it was a runaway by, you know, a guy from the Midwest, Kufall. So, you know, on a fishery we've been to, I think, three straight years plus the Classic now. So it's been an interesting year so far and fascinating stories in many different ways. Even, you know, Sabine, you know, when Christy went down and, you know, about ran out of gas every day but didn't. And it was in the, you know, aluminum boat that he could get up into the place. Our photographers couldn't even get up in the to there to follow him in the fiberglass boat. So, and then Brock was up at the, you know, other end around Houston. So it's just been, you know, the storylines have been really fun to watch so far. We still got two, you know, smallmouth things to go. But this is Classic Week. We need to be talking about the Classic.
Yep. So. Oh, exactly. Besides the Classic, one of the things I want to, you know, what people don't understand is when you have a Bassmaster Elite event, it's not just one trailer that you pull up or, okay, we're going to go to a different lake. So you hook the trailer up and move to another spot. This is a sheer military operation that moves people, manpower, equipment, tents, media. I mean, it is the. I think the military could learn from you guys.
Yeah, I'll tell you though, it's amazing to watch these guys. I mean, from the tournament team getting the weigh-in trailer and all set up, and the tournament contractors that we have that help us to, you know, and Lisa Talmadge and the other tournament directors that we have, and then you go to the event team with Eric Lopez that he heads up there, the event operations and setup they need to do for all the sponsors and all the fans and, you know, all the hospitality we have going on, and then you go to the media, you know, and Emily Harley does, you know, a great job heading that up for us. She's been on job, I think, a couple of years now. So, but it does. It takes a whole, you know, army of people to do it. And then, you know, you got the JM production crew that's, you know, the talent and all. Most of the talent's back in Little Rock, Arkansas, on the production crew. But you've got, you know, camera people on the water. You've got, of course, you know, Davey and Mercer doing hits from the venues typically. So And we even ran into, you know, a curve or two with that this year with you know, COVID protocols getting in and out of Canada. A lot of people know that Dave's from Canada, so he missed a couple. And, you know, Hank Weldon jumped in there and did a great job of emceeing.
Yep, he does.
A couple of the events. So it is. It's the logistics of it. And then the classic is just, you know, we work on that for months, you know, after we establish where it's going to be. Eric Lopez sort of heads up the planning for that, as well as Mike McKinnis on the arena show portion of it. And then Ben Ashby is kind of heading up the expo part of it. So it takes a lot of people to pull this off, and I'm amazed at how few people we do it with and how they, you know, are so professional and do it so well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, part of the classic this year, which this is, I think, the 51st?
Yep.
Okay. And you're making a big announcement for a new website that Bass is having about getting outside, right?
Yep. It's called GoOutside.com. It's go-outside.com. It can also be found on Bassmaster.com. And there's a tab for it. But it's, you know, it is a website, but it's also social media. It's also events. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a big Go Outside experience at the Expo, at the Classic Expo, where we'll have the, you know, little fishing pond, catfish pond, where kids can come and cast and catch a fish. And then we've got a casting area. Of course, we've got the dock dogs, retriever dogs that'll be going on. A lot of Texas Parks and Wildlife displays. Big Green Egg will be there. Yukonuba, Grizzly Coolers, AFCO, several of our sponsors of Go Outside will be there. So we just, launched a week or so ago, kind of a soft launch, and this is sort of the official coming out of Go Outside. So many new participants in not only fishing, but people getting outside, having lifestyle changes with the, you know, during the pandemic. And we just thought it was a good opportunity to kind of show folks here things to do, here, you know, kind of encourage them, inspire them to get outside and then share their experiences on the website and on and social media. It's been a lot of fun and continues to be certainly we think a growth area.
Tremendous growth area, absolutely tremendous growth area in the outdoors. And like I said, you know, this is the Bassmaster Classic Week. It started, the tournament is on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And and like I said, today's Saturday. We're in the middle of the tournament with everything going on. Watch it online. Watch it on television. Watch it everywhere you can. But I just had to get Bruce to come on because I wanted Bruce to tell everyone. It amazed me how it kept growing and growing through the worst time of the history in this country, where people were just not doing stuff, they're being safe, they're doing that. And Bass was doing the same thing, but they kept this event growing, and not just here, but across the country with the elites, the nations, and everything else. It's just something that, Bruce, congratulations. The only thing I can say is I had eye surgery, and so I can't be there this week, and I really wish I was there.
Yeah. Well, we're missing you, that's for sure. And, you know, we had a big kickoff party Thursday night out at the Stockyards, so, you know, hate you missed that, too. Mm. But, you know, it's we finished it up at Billy Bob's with a little concert. So it's off to a great start, and, you know, hopefully we'll see you back next year in South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Let's get this, you know, cowboy hats on and the boots, and, you know, we're halfway, you know, through the fishing at this point. So,
mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to crowning a new winner.
Cool.
Tomorrow night.
And then we'll have him on our show in the next couple of weeks after he won the event.
Yep.
One last question for you, Bruce.
All right.
You got yourself a new hat and a good pair of boots to look good out there?
You know, I'm working on it. I think I may go the belt buckle route if I can find a belt big enough. You know, yeah.
You need one of them big belt buckles with a big fish on it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I bet I can find one around here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chauncey.
It's been a pleasure having you on our program. And like I said, I always look forward to talking to the anglers and the staff and everybody of Bassmasters and the winning tournaments, et cetera, like that. So you have a great rest of the weekend, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week or camping or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say, "Hey, we want some crappie."
Hey, we want some crappie.
Let me hear you say, "Hey, we want some crappie."
Hey, we want some crappie.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, we want some crappie.
Everybody.
everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, down at the Bassmaster Classic. Yes, sirree, Bob. The guy I'm in the corner, the guy I got all my money bet on and everything. Well, I don't bet, so that's okay. We have Trevor McKinney. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. I just got down here in Fort Worth, Texas, and I'm ready to get practice started.
Trevor, I am so fired up because I have watched you for a number of years right now. You know, even the day you won the tournament and you looked at the gentleman from Bass in the back of the boat and said, oh, Chauncey's on the phone. And he was like, huh? You know Chauncey?
Yeah.
But that's cool. You know, the big question is, yes, it's your first time. You're a seasoned angler, though. I'm not worried about that. How do you prepare yourself to fish the Bassmaster Classic?
I mean, really, it's just like any other tournament, Chauncey. I know the odds are bigger. We're fishing for a bigger prize. But, you know, you got to approach it just like you do any other tournament. You just got to go and go in with a game plan and try to run with that. And that's how I'm going to run. That's how I'm going to approach this tournament. Practice starts tomorrow. I've done my research on the lake just like I do every time I go somewhere new. Mm-hmm. And I've got an idea what I'm going to go do tomorrow, and you just got to go do it. You can't let your nerves get to you. You can't let that kind of stuff get to you. You just got to go out and approach it just like you would another day on the water.
Now, are you also the water is so much warmer in Texas, isn't it?
You know, it's really not. You know, if you look at the fishing reports and the everything that I've studied, it's really like in the upper 70s, and that's about what it is at home right now. So
yeah.
It's a really weird year, and the water is actually 3 feet high on Lake Ray Roberts right now, which excites me because I like to fish shallow. You know, us Illinois fishermen, we like to get up and beat the bank, and I think it's going to give guys like me a better chance to succeed this week with the water being up. And it's only supposed to be highs in the low 80s this week, so it's going to be really nice, and I think it's going to kind of change things the way people were kind of thinking this tournament would be, I hope.
No, I think so, too. I mean, and you're right. You know, it's, and I've said this a number of times, you know, this guys that are in the tournaments from the southern states, yes, they're great anglers, but it's the anglers that are fishing, you know, have gotten used to fishing the northern states like you in Illinois and other people in Minnesota. You know, we get stuck with all kinds of weather, and we're a little bit more adaptive, I think, to figuring out what we want to try, what we want to do, and stuff like that. I know the school is, everybody at the school's watching you, and I know you're, fourth grade teacher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The students have got to be watching you, too, this weekend, don't they?
I know they probably are, yeah. They're probably got to be rooting for me.
Yeah, they're going to be screaming your name at the computer. I can already tell you that.
So,
you know, beating the bank, you know, sponsors have been, I hope, taking care of you on the gear that you need to do that. What are you, you're going to be pitching some, not so many, you know, topwater baits, but you're going to be working a lot of plastics, won't you?
Yeah, I'm hoping I can throw a Terminator jig up around the bushes. A chatterbait, stuff like that, just kind of stuff we fish at home. And Shimano and G. Loomis just sent me a bunch of new combos, so I'm excited to get out there. And I've got a couple new flipping sticks, and I hope I can throw a Terminator jig on there and flip up a couple big ones down here in Texas.
Oh, yeah, because you just got to show them Texas bass what it's like coming from Illinois.
Yeah.
That's so cool. One of the things that I wanted to mention to you is, and through the 20 years that I've gone to the classics, it is such, the angler puts so much on themselves. And you said something at the beginning of the interview, I'm approaching this like it's another tournament. That you're not approaching it like the classic. This is another tournament. You're taking a lot of that internal pressure that these other guys put on themselves, and you just threw it off the boat. Said, I ain't worried about that junk. And
right.
That's
You know, it's easy to get caught up because, I mean, you look at the United Champions, Media Day. I mean, it's just as much, mental game as far as like the media and stuff like that than it is just going fishing.
Mm-hmm.
So you just gotta kind of lay all that stuff aside and just cherish the week and enjoy it and just think you're just gonna go out there. You gotta get 5 bites and you gotta get them in the boat. And that's just kind of how I'm gonna approach the whole week. I'm just gonna have a good time with it. I'm thankful and blessed just to be here and all my sponsors and family that support me. I couldn't be any more blessed as it is. So I'm just going to go out there and give it my all and just, like I said, approach it like I do any other tournament. And with God's will and everything going right, I can get on the right fish and, mm-hmm. and win this thing.
Yeah. Are they loading up the buses at McKendree?
Yeah, I don't know if they're doing that. You know, it's pretty awesome with Bass Live now. You can sit at home and watch everything. So I'm sure they'll all be tuning in to Bass Live and keeping up with it.
No, I know they will. I know they will. Now, because you won the tournament last year, you had a spot in the Bassmaster Classic. You're able to fish a few more tournaments. Is that correct?
I get to fish all 9 Bassmaster Opens.
Okay. So you get to do all the Opens, and you've got about 4 of them left, 5?
Right. We fished 4. We have 5 more left.
Yeah, you got 5 more left that you can fish. And we're going to try to get to one of them so we can enjoy an evening with you and cheer you on and stuff like that, because this is just such a cool thing. This is really a cool thing to, you know, personally know somebody who I've watched become a fantastic angler through the years, you know, be fishing the Bassmaster Classic and having fun. And like I said, you know, just, you know better than anybody, throw all that off the boat. I'm fishing another tournament. I'm gonna stick me some big ones. That's all you got to do. And don't let the game get to your head like the other anglers. That's where a lot of the big time guys lose every time. They let it get to them.
Right.
You know, that's a cool
thing. Right. Yep.
So you said Shimano took care of you and with the G Loomises and stuff like that. The lure companies are taking care of you and stuff like that. You've got all the opens. I know your whole family's coming down. You said later this the week to be with you guys and see everything. And I know they're busting their buttons in pride watching all of this, you know, flow in front of them. And it's going to be such a cool experience. And I think I may have even sent you a text. I said, hey, whatever you're doing, just enjoy it. Don't get worked up. Enjoy the experience, because it really is a cool thing to do, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Anybody else out there that you need to make sure that we say thank you to help you out?
Yeah, you know, I just want to thank everybody who's put their faith in me this season and helped me. Rapple has helped me just tremendously. I mean, they've hooked me up with any bait that I need. So I'm definitely going to be chucking some DT6s. Maybe even some DT16s out there for these Ray Roberts bass.
Ooh.
Like I said, they've helped me out tremendously. Shimano G Looms has helped me out. There's just so many companies out there that have gone out to help me this year. Sublime's a local company, and
yes.
They hooked me up with some awesome jerseys. Century 21's helped me. I mean, you think of it, the companies have helped me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just super thankful for the opportunities that I've had this year.
Oh, yeah, and I love your Sublime shirt. I got to tell you that, my friend.
They look pretty sweet. My whole family's going to be decked out in them.
So oh, they Oh, that jerseys. That is so cool. Trevor, that's so cool. The whole family's going to be decked out in them. That's
yep,
so cool.
Sure.
That's so cool. Well, Trevor, I want to wish you all the luck in the world on this tournament. I'll be watching the tournament from home because I had a little bit of little work done on my left eye, so I can't really drive for a while yet, but I'll be watching the tournament from home one-eyed, and I'll be screaming and cheering, and trust me, I won't call you and bug you at the tournament like I did last time.
feel free. Call away.
Call anytime?
Yep, anytime.
Trevor, once again, thank you so much. Good luck to you. Congratulations to your family, your friend, your girlfriend, the school, the kids at the grade school that you're going to be teaching again next year, everybody. You really are someone all these people are going to look up to. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. They're new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to visitsunsetcountry.com. That's visitsunsetcountry.com. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Like a fool, what a fine day to take a stroll and wander fishing hole. I can't think.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're enjoying today's show. We got a lot going on. Oh man, the Bassmaster Classic is really, it's the super fish, can't be the Super Bowl, it's got to be the super fish of the year too, for those anglers and the show and everything else that goes around it. It really is something else. You could watch it on television today and tomorrow, and it'd be well worth it. You might get the urge to go fishing, though. Hey, let's talk about some outdoor news. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources, IDNR, today announced that the Illinois Caverns, it's a big staple attraction in southern Illinois, will reopen to the public on Wednesday, June 16th at 2021, after being closed for more than 10 years. The Illinois Caverns, along with the IDNR, manage these caves in Illinois, and they were closed since then because they found bats with white nose syndrome, short for WNS. It's a fatal disease which affects certain types of bat, of cave-dwelling bats. It has no way for humans, but humans can actually bring the spores of the fungus into the cave on their clothes and stuff. So that's why they closed it, made sure that everything was safe and everything was back at more according to what it should be. The Illinois Caverns State Natural Area is a 120-acre preserve located in Waterloo, Illinois. That's kind of southeast of the St. Louis area in the southwest corner of Illinois. It's an unimproved wild cave with like 3 miles of walking height passage through it. It's really a neat area. And everybody that I know that has seen it has just marveled about it and all the beautiful things that they see in there. And it draws people from all over the place. And once again, while I said that WNS cannot be transmitted to humans or other animals, it's really bad for the hibernating bats. And it gets into their skin and into their nostrils, ears, eyes, and everything. And it's really bad. But, you know, they're going to get that corrected and they're going to reopen it up and everything's going to look cool and for everyone to enjoy. Up in Michigan, you know what this weekend is? Da-da-da-da! It's free fishing. It's a free outdoor weekend, actually, June 12th and 13th, today and tomorrow. Michigan's three free, they call it, weekend. It's 2 full days of when residents and out-of-state visitors to Michigan can grab a fishing rod, ride off-road trails, and visit state parks. And it's all free of charge. It's pretty cool. You can free fishing weekend. Everybody can enjoy fishing 2 days. You don't need a license, but you better follow all the rules. You can still get a ticket if you're breaking a rule. The free ORV weekend, Michigan residents and non-residents can legally ride. There's like 3,800 miles of designated routes and trails in the state's 6 scramble areas without purchasing an ORV license or trail permit for Michigan. Hey, that's a good idea. But you really need to go look through the Michigan DNR website, the ORV trail safety and closure information, just so you know. And also, there's a free recreational passport to encourage people to just pursue free fishing and other outdoor fun. And, you know, it waives all the regular fees and that gets you into the 103 different state parks and the 1,300 state-managed boating area access points. So that's a great weekend to get out and enjoy here in Michigan. Now let's hear from Captain Tony.
Well, hey, John, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, buddy.
Yeah, hey, the cohos are hopping out there. Just did an afternoon trip, and we were pounding the huge cohos. I mean, they're still around, still hitting the same stuff, double-aught dodgers, small peanut flies. I did move up a couple my dipsies to a little bit bigger ones with 4-inch flies, and they're just sucking them down. You know, there are large alewives around. very few spoon bites, but otherwise yellow birds, dipsy divers, and downriggers by far are working really good.
That sounds like it's a hot time to be out on the lake.
Right. It was pretty warm out there. It was really foggy. You could just see your last yellow bird. There was some boat traffic out there. But, yeah, it was really foggy all afternoon. Even coming into the harbor was solid fog.
Ooh, running the radar, huh?
Yeah, running the radar. There was a couple little guys out there. I seen one guy do a circle around me under power. So, you know, you got to know where you're going out there. And, you know, you got to be careful of other boats, especially if you're running pretty fast in the fog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, slower is better.
Yeah, oh, I agree with you. Back to the fishing, Tony. We're saying these fish just seem to have a lot of meat on them.
Yeah, they're pretty big. We caught a bunch of 6-pounders, 5-pounders. We did catch a couple bug eaters, but for the majority, they're really nice, chunky cohos. And we did do a 9.5-pound rainbow today.
Ooh.
Again, flies and dodgers. Mix it up. Watch your speed. 120 to 140 was probably about the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll see bait pods out there, so follow the bait.
Follow the buffet
follow
table?
The buffet. Right. You get more than one hit. You get two or three on, you know, put a mark on your chart plotter so you know where to go back to.
Exactly. Well, Tony, if anybody wants to get a charter with you set up, because I know the fish are biting hot and you've got a few openings yet, what do they do?
Call the office at area code 847-838-2037. You can also find me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com for all my pricing and more information. Please leave a message. If someone don't answer, just leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
And what do we yell on Captain Tony's Diamond Ghost?
Fish on.
Get the rod.
Yeah, grab that rod. There's a fish on it. I told the guy today, I said, did you want me to text you that? He goes, that would be a good idea.
That's good. All right, Tony, you have a good day. Now let's hear the Aiden Fishing Report. Right off the printer here, it says, Grandpa, we kicked the butt. That's what he wrote. From the dock and the boat in Whitehall. Bluegill, some nice size ones, some small perch, and I even caught a gar. But I called Dad to take the hook out because they had a lot of sharp teeth, and I didn't want to get bit. We may be going salmon fishing if the weather is good on Lake Michigan on Sunday. Thomas's dad and his buddies went out of Grand Haven, but only found a few salmon and trout in 110 to 220 feet of water using orange spoons and green flies. When they are coming in, they saw some guys on the pier holding up a couple of steelhead caught on shrimp. They also said that there was a bunch of drum in the channel. And when they were casting silver spoons from shore, those anglers were catching them. They were upset that they didn't catch those steelhead. It was not a good day for them. During the week, I went to the Grand River near Grand Rapids with Dad, and all my old fishing buddies were there to see me. The guys using minnows caught smallmouth bass and catfish. Everything else was slow. They let me reel in a pretty nice catfish. It was a lot of fun. Linda Sue told me her dad went out of Muskegon, and they said only a few salmon and steelhead were caught in 120 to 200 feet of water. Orange and green spoons in the top 60 or so feet, he said, were good spots. Roger's dad was on Muskegon River, said the water is low and very clear. Some trout along the banks and in the deeper holds and smallmouth bass can also be caught, but the fish are really, really spooky. Hope you had a good time. Everything's doing well up here. I can't wait for you to come up and go fishing with your fishing magician, Aiden. Talk to you later, Grandpa. This report was brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Okay, some other fishing reports. Perch fishing in Lake Michigan and Illinois waters is closed till June 15th. Cook County Forest Preserves are pretty good right now with bluegill and bass close in. Bass will hit a large minnow under a bobber or a plastic lizard dragged through a bass bed. Crappie are really done and finished on the chain of lakes, and they've moved to deeper water. But, oh my God, the bluegill are on the beds, and largemouth bass are coming off their beds. This is the time when you want to take a small jig and a young kid in a boat on the shore on the chain of lakes, and he should get so many fish, especially bluegills, that he may get tired of fishing. Not. I wouldn't get tired. Flathead and channel catfish are very good. River system on the chain. White bass, they're in a lot deeper water now on marine channel. That action is going anywhere between fair to good. Up in Delavan Lake, Wisconsin, the warm temperatures and warmer waters definitely turned on a lot of fish and filled the lake with boats. A lot of boat traffic on the lake right now. Walleyes were caught in 15 to 23 feet on the weed edges. Make sure you do that. Largemouth bass are shallow near docks. Use pre-rigged plastic worms like the Worm or Senkos for the most action. I love those pre-rigged worms this time. Smallmouth bass are also on the deep weed lines in 19 to 23 feet of water. Remember to do that if you're looking there. Crappies off the weed line in about 10, 18 feet of water. They're suspended right above the weeds in some areas. And to me, a cubby mini mite tipped with a little wax worm, not even tipped, in chartreuse or white is the hot item to go with. Bluegills are very good in 3 to 8 feet of water. They're up shallow, which means you could have a field day with a kid up there too. It's very, very good. Small worm, small jig is all you need. Geneva, also very good for smallies right now. Very good numbers are being caught. Our reporter Eileen Rice said that they're doing it again and again and again. Wren Lake, enjoyrenlake.com, Tourism Bureau. Mike Reynolds said that, and he's also sent me photos of the crappie action, is still good and doesn't look like it's going to slow down at all. In his Facebook note, he said, thanks for the tip, Chauncey. Enjoyrenlake.com. My buddy Daryl, I haven't heard from Daryl in a couple of weeks, up in Wisconsin. He lives by Big Green and said, Chauncey, get up here now. The smallmouth bass are going nuts, and you can even catch them. Oh, thanks a lot, Daryl. Try in 6 to 12 feet of water, drop shot, or some people are using Ned rigs are good, but drop shot has outfished the Ned rigs for me anytime. Get up here so you can buy dinner after we're done fishing. Very good idea. Very good idea. Well, I can hear the flute playing, so that means we're coming to the end of the show, and I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from Chief Dan George from the Sokomish tribe. It said, my friends, how desperately we need to be loved and to love. My friends, how desperately do we need to be loved and to love. That's very true. We need to be loved and we need to love someone. And once again, please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching, and anything else you're doing in the great outdoors. We're borrowing all of this from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Take care, everybody.